The U.S. military is looking to overhaul the way Iraq's fledgling army and its leaders are trained. Proposed changes include having thousands more American soldiers live and work day to day alongside their Iraqi counterparts. There's been less attention on how to improve the Iraqi police force, which critics say is ineffectual and corrupt. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Pentagon and U.S. officials say there are now more than 50,000 trained Iraqi police on the streets. They're under constant insurgent attack. Thousands are standing up to fight, and many are dying in the line of duty. But U.S. military officials in Iraq say there are deeply troubling institutional problems with the police, which is run by Iraq's Interior Ministry. One official said the Iraqi police are plagued by petty corruption, incompetence, and inefficiency. A senior U.S. military official tells NPR, "What's shocking to us as Westerners and Americans in particular is how broken the police system is in Iraq." Samir Samedi was Iraq's interior minister last year under the interim governing council. He agrees that the Iraqi police are now in a sorry state.
When the security forces were first dismantled, and then the first attempts were made in a hurry to reconstitute the police, there was no vetting at the beginning, no vetting whatsoever. We got criminals back in the ranks of the police. To weed them out now is quite a troubling situation.
Samedi now serves as Iraq's interim ambassador to the United Nations. He told the BBC this week that it will be a long, difficult road to reform the police and reach the short-term U.S.-Iraqi goal of 135,000 well-trained, effective police.
It will be many months before we can weed out some of the worst elements, and I think we are only at the beginning of reconstituting that force.
For this weekend's elections, all forms of leave for police have been canceled. Some police districts, a U.S. official said, are still plagued by absenteeism, desertion, corruption, and serious equipment shortfalls. In some cases, Iraq police have only half or less of vital equipment, from guns to radios, says Robert Perito, an Iraq expert at the U.S. Institute of Peace. Perito says competing objectives between the U.S. military and the State Department has been the central problem in the training of Iraqi police. State aims to create a Western-style community police force. When the military took over part of the police training last year, he says, they wanted a more potent counterinsurgency police. These rival visions, he says, have hampered the Iraq mission from the start.
This has been the issue all along in terms of competing objectives and also a lack of real clarity about what our overall objectives were. You know, if now our objective is to bring freedom to Iraq and to create a democratic society, then we have to be a little bit cautious about the kind of institutions we create, and we have to be a little bit cautious about creating a police force that basically is operating as if it was a military force.
A senior Bush administration official tells NPR the Pentagon is pushed to put police training completely under the control of U.S. Central Command, but, quote, state has put up a roadblock. A senior U.S. military official points out that there's no precedent in Iraq for community policing. Quite frankly, the official says, these specialized Interior Ministry units are some of the more effective fighting forces we've got, adding, it may take more of these police battalions that look like army units to beat this insurgency, end quote. Some say that still leaves the ordinary Iraqi policeman on the beat, underprepared for basic law enforcement.
The police establishment in particular in Iraq is weak. More so than the armed forces.
General John Abzaid is the head of U.S. Central Command. He tells NPR in a recent interview in Pakistan that improvement of all Iraqi security forces should occur in concert with a deeper institutional shift in thinking, a shift where Iraq's security forces respect civilian authority and actually serve the public good.
That is a sort of cultural change that has to go hand in hand with democratic reform. Otherwise, the democratic reform will never be safe. And so it's a generational effort. It's not one that's going to happen within the next month.
Others wonder if it's really possible to reform the Iraqi police and interior. The Ministry of Interior and Police may be unfixable, a senior U.S. military official said, adding, but I don't think a Western standard Ministry of Interior and Police are required for us to defeat the insurgency and accomplish our mission in Iraq. They're not the Nebraska State Police, he added, and they never will be, end quote. But analysts such as Perito say in the long run, a highly militarized Iraqi police force risks replicating the feared Saddam-era force, where corruption, nepotism, and thuggery were common and accepted. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.